Space Pilot Hagen, sir.
Space Pilot John Lee.
And I'm Barry Hercules, Doc.
In the year 2999, an unidentified alien fleet suddenly appeared out of the Thalian zone into our solar system. Pluto base had already been taken by them, and now the alien fleet is heading for the Earth. Starfleet, commanded by Earth Defense Forces, had sent the X-Bomber to engage the enemy. But X-Bomber was not ready for armed combat. It was forced to make an emergency landing at Moon Base.
We've destroyed their warships. There's nothing to stand in our way. Termites, set new course for the planet Earth. We will destroy Starfleet Command Base.
Wait, Orion! Do not forget what our true purpose is. We have got to find out where F-01 is hidden first. Our Royal Master's wish is that we return with the secret of F-01. The Earth people alone hold the key to the secret. We will not attack them until it is ours.
Commander, the Earth defenses are too weak to oppose us. This is a glorious moment for the Alliance. Total conquest of their solar system.
Enough, fool! Have you no brains? What happens if F-01 is destroyed in your glorious attack on planet Earth?
Oh, I had not thought of that.
A good commander must learn to use his brain. I am now going to interrogate our prisoner taken from Pluto base. Wait for my next order!
This is Starfleet Command calling X-Bomber. Starfleet Command to X-Bomber. Do you copy? X-Bomber, do you copy? No contact. Still no answer, sir.
Continue calling at intervals.
What yes, do we do if they're all dead, sir?
They are not dead. Radio, what is happening now at Pluto Base?
Well, sir, Ocean Patrol Fleet has arrived safely at Pluto Base. Reconstruction has already commenced. But Captain Carter has not yet been found, sir.
Captain Carter...
Commander Makara, the prisoner is ready.
Can he withstand interrogation?
For a short while.
Now breathe gently. You have been saved by us, Captain. Listen well. I have something that I wish to ask you. I believe you know all about the secret of F-01. Your answer, Commander of the Earth. I know you possess this information. After all, as a member of Starfleet High Command, you must have heard about F-01, Captain. Tell me, and I will return you to planet Earth. I had wanted this to be a civilized conversation, but if you do not wish to answer, there is another way. Set laser memory dissimulator!
Commander, it is ready.
Good. Begin. Once more, increase the voltage.
Your command.
Increase it further.
Your command.
Stupid Earth arrogance. Increase it more.
It's dangerous to increase the voltage further.
No matter. Do it.
Your command.
So, he managed to resist, but he still might be of use to us. Treat him so that he does not die.
X-Bomber, do you copy? This is Moonbase. X-Bomber, do you copy? This is Moonbase calling. X-Bomber, please, Dr. Ben, answer me. Will someone answer me, please? Kirara, come on, let's go.
This is Moonbase. Lamia, come back. It's too dangerous. This is Moonbase. Come back, Lamia. Lamia, can you hear us? This is Moonbase. The enemy's ship is watching you. It's directly above X-Bomber. It's too dangerous. Come back.
Something approaches.
Let us send some of our astrofighters down to welcome it.
Captain.
Please respond. X-Bomber? Dr. Ben, do you hear me? X-Bomber? X-Bomber, answer! Can you hear me? It's Lamia. Dr. Ben, Shiro, can you hear me?
Hey, look! There's Lamia's buggy! Lee, scramble! Astro fighters!
Guess we didn't scare them.
Lamia's out there and they're attacking her! I'll give her some covering fire. You get the others back on their feet fast as you can!
Yes, Captain.
Be a hero. The enemy are attacking us from all sides. Are you all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Hercules.
Okay, Shiro.
Take the other side. Lee, open the gate.
Okay, opening the gate. Doctor, come on, wake up.
How long have we been like this? The others, are they all right?
Okay, no one has any serious injury. Only, we gotta save her. Save Lamia. Gee, it is Lamia. You picked a fine time for a buggy ride.
Lamia, why have you come here?
I couldn't bear waiting at Moonbase, not knowing if you were alive or dead. I'm sorry, Doctor.
You're safe now, that's what matters. Please go and attend to any injuries on the ship.
Come on. This is no time to sleep, you rusting pile of circuits. We need you, PPA. And you're supposed to be a perfectly programmed android.
As a senior officer, I demand respect.
That's better. Your memory circuit's intact. I've never seen a robot faint before now.
A highly sophisticated android is quite capable of a few human emotions. Shiro, the enemy!
Enter!
Attention! Fire in the engine room. PPA, fix it.
Oh, it's hot in here. Hope my circuits don't melt.
Doctor, they keep coming. Our only hope is to concentrate our attack on the mothership.
I'll take the top turret.
No, wait. Listen to me. We can't possibly make that distance with our turret lasers.
Is there any other way, sir?
There is one. All power to the main shield and a concentrated laser beam.
But, sir, we're pointing in the wrong direction.
By using the descent engine, we'll shift our position. Shiro, sit next to me. Hercules, be ready to launch the beam.
Yes, sir.
Descent engine ready?
Aye, sir.
Laser rockets in place, sir.
That was a taste of the Alliance power. Imperial astrofighters, return to your base.
Doctor, the engine is ready.
Stand by to fire it. Now, slow fire.
She's turning slowly. Target locked. Power to main shield.
Beam in position. Blast off.
Laser beam set, sir. Firing now.
Look out! What's that? It's coming for us! Evasive action! Retreat! Turn around! Hard to starboard!
We made it! Direct hit! Nice shooting, Hercules!
We've succeeded for now. Shiro, have we energy for a second blast?
Power from the shields. Back to the main engines.
There's still three ships out there.
Full power restored. 3, 2, 1, 0. Full power back to the main shield. Stand by to blast.
Ready to blast. Firing now.
Retreat! Full turn! We must retreat!
So long, boys. Thanks for the target practice.
Shiro, how about finishing him with one more blast?
We must reserve power. They may turn back on us.
That's right. They'll be back again for more. In the meantime, we must repair X-Bomber. We were lucky this time around. As soon as we're repaired, we'll return to base.
Your report of Earth's defense.
By your divine guidance.
Thanks to you, Dr. Ben. The X-Bomber crew have my sincere gratitude. We are thankful you've returned safely.
What the boys lacked in experience, they made up for by their courage. No casualties. It will take some time to repair the damage to X-Bomber.
I understand. At least it's given the Ocean Patrol fleet time to gather at Pluto Base. I anticipate a second attack at any moment. We'll try and buy you some time in order that you can get your ship repaired.
General, we'll do our best to be ready for the next onslaught.
Okay, you men. Right, get busy. Now, why are you so slow? It's quite easy. I repeat, all you have to do is take X to Y, thread through 7 and 8, fuse to P, then back to Y, then cross with yellow, red, and blue, and then join the four groups to Z fuse. Hurry, hurry, hurry! I repeat, take X to Y...
Cool it, Android. I'm a fighter pilot, not an electronics repairman.
Hey, Shiro, if you'd learned to shoot straight, then perhaps we wouldn't have got ourselves landed into a mess like this.
What does that mean?
Hey, guys, knock it off. Let's save this talk for the scramble room. The X-Bomber is a piece of... it's junk if it can't take off.
Enough! This negative discourse is without purpose. Hurry, 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 back to work. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Now, as I was saying...
Hey, your circuits can be shut down while we continue with our work.
Hercules, enough of that kind of talk.
Dr. Ben, this argumentative android seems to think that we're trained as service mechanics.
PPA appreciates the necessity of speed. They will soon make their second attack. If we aren't ready to take off by that time, what do you think will happen to Earth?
Sorry, sir.
We will attack Starfleet Command before their battle cruiser can be repaired.
Commander Makara, their forces are mustered at their Pluto base now. Should we not attack them?
No, it suits our purpose very well. Let them rot there. It's time to begin our FG operation.
By your divine guidance. Begin the FG operation!
At your command, sir. Launch FG operation!
General, a large alien fleet has appeared around Pluto, going in to attack. So, here they come at last. This time we're ready.
General, as we thought, the alien fleet has returned to Pluto in full force.
Very well, Number One. Send our ocean patrol out against them. We must gain time for X-Bomber to be repaired.
There they are, boys. 150 millitons dead ahead. Let's give them a welcome, shall we? Lasers, fire! What the heck's happening? Those blasts should have blown them to pieces. Ready? This time, boys. Darn it! Keep on firing. Now!
This is insane.
Flight Commander, our lasers are firing right through the enemy. What are they?
A mirage. Holography. All fighters turn back. Do not follow. Return to base.
The fools. No brains. Who would have believed they'd be so easily tricked?
Look, sir, on the radar screen. Upper quadrant, quick.
My goodness, it's another fleet.
Looks like a big one.
Open the video panel.
Look at the size
of it. Never seen anything like it.
Well, what's the data?
Judging from its size, it must be the alien ship that first attacked Pluto base.
Course, 1,000 millitons from Earth. Approaching hyperspeed.
What is our ocean fleet doing out there?
General. The alien attack at Pluto base was imaginary. Some kind of a hologram, General. Dozens of ethereal ships that were never really there.
Of course. Diversionary operation. What's the present state of X-Bomber?
Lamia, this is Shiro in the engine room. We're ready. Stand by to run tests. Check power system now.
It's negative. The energy ration's too low. We haven't the power to launch again.
Dr. Ben, our ocean patrol has failed in its operation. The enemy has already come around Mars. Has the repair of X-Bomber been completed?
We need at least 30 hours to correct damage. Circuit system and main laser bank out of action. Sorry.
We have little time. If there's anything you can do, Doctor.
We'll do our best, General.
We'll very soon cross the orbit of the moon. The battle cruiser at their moon base remains immobilized. It is no longer a threat to us. There's nothing to stop us reaching the Earth.
Their forces are open to deceit. A planet of trust. We'll begin the conquest with Starfleet Command.
Alien craft approaching at hyperspeed. 1600 meters long. Armament and laser firepower unknown. Precaution number 3 order.
Missile base, stand ready to launch.
Astro fighters, stand by for launching.
Distance 500 millitons and closing.
Well, who are you?
I am Commander Makara of the Task Force for the Imperial Alliance, which dominates all of the galaxy except this, your solar system. We are not war emissaries, but we enter your solar system with a purpose to be fulfilled at all costs.
What is your purpose?
It is not the destruction of your planet, as you may at first have thought. However, all resistance from you will be crushed. You have witnessed what this battlecruiser can do. Do not force me to repeat what happened to your Pluto base. Give to us what we have come for, and we will immediately leave your solar system in peace. You understand?
Tell us what exactly you want.
F-01, that is all we require from you.
F-01?
You heard. Do not speak of it as though it does not exist. We know very well that it does. Remember, your salvation is at stake.
I have no idea what it is that you are talking about.
Tell us, what is this F-01?
You are wearing my patience thin, gentlemen. Just remember, you are in no position to bargain with me.
You shall not dictate to me.
You are arrogant and pathetic. The Imperial forces give you one of your Earth hours to comply with my request. After that, I'll have no hesitation in destroying Starfleet Command.
What is F-01? If Earth Defense Forces don't know, they must find out what it is and protect it. But with the seconds ticking away, time is running out for Starfleet Command. Earth Defense Forces are at the mercy of the Imperial Alliance, who threaten the destruction of mankind if they don't hand over the F-01. Impulsively, Lamia tells the enemy that she may be the F-01. What will Commander Makara do? Don't miss the next episode of Starfleet.